here's my promise, I'll keep for all time. Here's my promise, and all is mine.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 529. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from the William Loveday Intention. That is the latest project from Billy Childish. You know him from The Headcoats and, I don't know, a million other bands that seem to come and go quickly. That song is called My Love For You. It's on his new album, People Think They Know Me, But They Don't Know Me. Just came out, actually, October 2nd on Damaged Goods. It's one of evidently four albums that he's recorded that he'll be releasing month by month. It's a hodgepodge affair. Probably not the best place to start if you're not familiar with Billy Childish, and I wasn't terribly familiar, but there's some things on here that seem to be re-recordings of old songs, some covers, some new stuff, and that track there, So Marconi, I'm not sure if that is homage or just, maybe it's a whole genre that you can play in now. Anyway, give that one a listen, dive in, find if there's something in there that excites you. I got music for you this week. I'm sure there's going to be something that excites you. I know this next one excites me. This is The Lurkers with Fits You Like a Glove.
Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one and I'm laid up. You're the one that I think about when I can't sleep at night. You're the one that I wanna be with all of my life. Gonna make you understand, I wanna be your man. Just the touch means so much. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one and I'll lay up. Wanna spend my time with you the way lovers do. It's such a mystery, can't you feel it too? Got a heartbeat overdrive when you're by my side. Just the touch means so much. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one. You're the one that I think about when I can't sleep at night. You're the one that I wanna be with all of my life. Gonna make you understand, I wanna be your man. Just the touch means so much. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one fits you like a glove. Wish I was the one. I'm laid up.
like the way that set came together. We ended there with Military Gun, with the song A New Low for Progressive Society. That's on a new 4 or 5 song EP called My Life Is Over. It came out September 15th on Convulse Records. That's the project of Seattle's Ian Shelton. You may know him from Regional Justice Center, hardcore band. And this one definitely has some of that hardcore hallmark, but it also has some post-hardcore in it. And I don't know, I feel some hooks in there. I like that a lot. It hits all the right notes for me. Before that, we heard from Bob Mould with the song Siberian Butterfly. That's on his new album, Blue Hearts, came out September 25th, on Merge Records. This one, kind of a disappointment for me. I love that track. Siberian Butterfly is a great one. There's a couple other ones that aren't bad, but the rest of the album just doesn't do it for me. And some of the lyrics just seem, ooh, scary. So give that one a listen. See if it's something that makes you happy. If it does, then pop down the $30 or whatever Merge is charging for that vinyl and spin it on your table. Before that, we heard from the Lurkers. The song is called Fits You Like a Glove, and it's on a brand new album called Sex Crazy. It comes out this Friday, October 9th. On Damaged Goods, that band based out of London since, I don't know, 1976, 77, and they sound like it. There are 2 versions of the Lurkers out there, though, so make sure you find the right one. This one contains the original guitar player, who's written all their material, original drummer, and original bass player, though not really the bass player that was there for their big hits later on. And they've added Danny Cox, adding some second vocals on there as well, which gives them a little different feel than they've had for all these years. It is 77 punk rock. You can't go wrong with it. They do it very well. Pick that one up if you like it, because you will. All right, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. Great. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep it coming back week after week. Continue on with some more music here, maybe shifting gears just a little bit. This is Ducks Unlimited with the song Annie Forever.
Stupid girl.
Goodness gracious. That is the Buoys with the song Gold. That is the A-side of a two-song single that came out July 29th of this year on Stable Label, that band based out of Sydney, Australia. Those two tracks, and I think two or three or four more, are on a 12-inch EP released by Spunk, but I haven't been able to find that around here, and I can't buy it online either. So for now, the 7-inch is good, but I want that 12-inch. Before that, we heard from Ducks Unlimited. The song is called Annie Forever, and that's on an EP called Get Bleak that came out November 29th of last year on Bobo Integral Records. I don't know that label. I don't know that band, but they're based at Toronto. Definitely twee, definitely indie pop, and definitely something that I enjoy. All right, well, we're out of time here. Let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 529. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, we have some things coming up here. We at least one venue in town that is keeping us busy here. Coming up on the 9th, we have True Lions at Lemonade Park. On the 10th, Get Up Kids are playing at Lemonade Park. That one is sold out, so good luck on that one. You can just go hang out outside, stand outside and watch. I think that's what I'll do because I did not get tickets in time. On the 16th, Cher UK is playing at Lemonade Park. The 23rd, Dream Girl has a show there. I forget who they're playing with, but that's a good lineup. On the 24th, Republic Tigers are there. That is part of a two-day, I think they call it Lemonade Social. So those two nights. And then we're looking for a little bit. The 7th of November is going to be the Virtual Apocalypse Meow. We need to get some information about that soon. We'll get Sandy or somebody here on the podcast to talk about it. On the website, there's only a little bit of new information on there. I do have photos and video and my thoughts on the String and Return, Knife Crime, and Wonderful Moments show. That's up there if you're interested, but not much else out there. Anyway, I got one track left for you. I'm going to give it to you now. It's by a Kansas City band called In the Airport. Not familiar with them, but they seem to be friends of friends, and they popped up on Bandcamp on a good Bandcamp Friday, so I bought it. So their self-titled album, the track I'm going to play is called Blue. The band is, I don't know, they think they're a little psychedelic, a little jammy. They're certainly a little mathy, a little post-rocky. I don't know, lots of different things going on. Young band, I think they'll figure it out here, but I like what they're doing here. Some of these elements sound less like, I don't know, Chess Club or somebody like that in Kansas City, and more, I don't know, use some Steely Dan sort of elements in there. That's happening. It's happening. Anyway, here's the track. It's called Blue. The band is In the Airport. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.